we have entries, and we're going to do some judging.
Okay. So what? When is your judging schedule at this point in time?
I've got community judges as well as VFW members will be judging on the afternoon of November 8th on Wednesday.
Okay.
And they will look at the essays that we got. One of the neat things about The Voice of Democracy is that it's an audio. So the judges will only hear the audio. And then they will rate each one of those. And for every 15 entries we have, we can send one to district. So if I'd had 16 entries or 32 entries, I could have sent, multiple people to district. And so that's a pretty unique thing about it. This is the third year we've been involved with the Voice of Democracy, and it's just such a neat experience for our little VFW post, and also to get the public involved in judging it. And I want to encourage, you don't have to do this through a school. Individuals can do this, just by getting the information from the VFW website and the rules and downloading the form and completing it, obviously, for next year. But we want to encourage people to do that. It doesn't have to just be a school project.
Gary, how was participation this year? Do you have a lot of entries to go through?
Well, last year was very surprising because it was the first year we did it. And this year is very surprising because it's the second year we did it. And as people, districts change, teachers, principals, maybe somebody doesn't get the word that, well, we usually do this. And so this year I only heard from Opie seniors, and they were the only ones that sent entries in this year from high school. I did get an entry from Emporia because we actually have three contests, the Voice of Democracy, the Patriots Pen, and then we run a local contest for third through fifth grade. And I got a fourth grade entry from Emporia, so I was really tickled about that. So we'll be judging all of those on Wednesday and then forward them on to district by the 15th of the month here.
Gary, for folks that are not familiar with these two essay contests, again, kind of mention the age ranges and really what the focal points here were, the themes here for the essays this time around.
Okay. The Voice of Democracy is for high school kids, and they can be homeschooled or regular public school and or Christian schools. And this year the theme was, what are the greatest attributes of our democracy? Now, this is a $35,000 top prize. We had a couple of years ago, we had an entry, a homeschooled girl from Emporia, and she won at district and won state of Kansas, and she pulled in over $2,000, plus a trip to Washington. So it's really a pretty neat deal. For the Patriots Pen, that's for junior high, 6th through 8th grade, and that theme is how are you inspired by America? So it's some themes that they really have to think about and things. The top prize for the Patriots Pen is a $5,000 scholarship. And then for our local contest for the 3rd through 5th grade, we do the same theme as the Patriots Pen, although the regular Patriots Pen contest is 300 to 400 words typewritten, plus or minus 5 words. And but for the third through fifth grade, 5th grade, we don't require the 400 words. They can submit fewer words than that. And back to the Voice of Democracy, it has to be a 3 to 5 minutes and plus or minus five seconds. Has to be their own voice, no sound effects, no poetry. You can't sing it. Lots of it's a national contest, so there's lots of hoops that students have to jump through for those two contests, especially. So it's just a great opportunity for us to be involved with the community, and want to promote it more next year and get my numbers back up there where they were last year. So when you assume something, sometimes it doesn't always end up the way you assume.
Well, when will you be announcing the winners?
We will be announcing the winners after judging, when we forward on to district, and then we'll go from there and start getting ready for the next year's contest.
Understood.
And in this late spring, they will announce what the theme is, and people can start looking at that, and parents and grandparents can start, hey, here's a great opportunity here. Let's look into this and see what they can put together.
How many more judges do you need in order to make this a smooth process here, Gary?
I've got plenty of judges already lined up.
You're good.
And, yeah, we're good. And we were going to put this as part of the Veterans Day celebration, and I talked to the folks down at Visit Emporia, and we said, well, this isn't exactly a public, you know, a function, and so because there's pretty strict criteria for what the judges have to pay attention to, you know, so many points for originality or content or delivery for the Voice of Democracy, and knowledge of the theme and theme development and clarity of ideas for the Patriots Pen. So the judges, I got to do a little bit of training for them, but it only takes about 3 minutes. But it isn't a public function as such.
All right. So anything else you need to add here, Gary?
Just it's a great opportunity, and we're just glad to be a small part of what goes on here in the founding city of Veterans Day.
Well, and we want to thank you for your service as a veteran, Gary, and congratulations. What were you, the People's Choice winner in the art exhibit, the Veterans Art
awesome.
Exhibit at the Emporia Art Center?
I'm putting together my thank you notes today, so yeah, that was pretty cool.
Well, congratulations on that, and you had a good ride Saturday at the Freedom Fest?
I did.
Good.
Relatives come in from across the country, and we got her done.
Yes, you did. Gary, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you, gentlemen. We really appreciate your efforts with this.
All righty. Gary Post talking about a couple of different things, the Voice of Democracy and Patriots Pen Essay Contest. Chuck?
All right. Before we go into the calendar, do want to update a situation that we reported to you during our newscasts here. We mentioned here right at the tail end about the water main breaks that are now under repairs, one in the 2300 block of Sunset Lake Drive, one in the 1000 block of Lincoln. The one near Lincoln Street does not appear like it's affecting Newman Regional Health, although we just got a text confirmation from Crosswind CEO Mandy Cunningham saying that there is no water service there at the 1000 Lincoln address. That is Crosswind's main office. So we're awaiting confirmation now on exactly what the next steps are going to be for Crosswind services here today. So that particular water main break is impactful. It has closed down Lincoln Street from Grove North to 12th. The one at the 2300 block of Sunset Lake Drive also affecting service in the immediate area, but that's a residential area. So we'll keep you posted on that here on KVUE and KVUE.com. Getting to the live and local calendar, Tomorrow's Newsmaker guest is going to be Kathy Hammond as we talk about the Quilts of Gratitude ceremony coming up Sunday at the Fairgrounds Anderson Building.
Indeed. And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Fog, 55 degrees. It is 7:31. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
At Carey's Diamonds, we believe in the beauty of nature without harming the earth. Our lab-grown diamonds are ethically crafted, offering